Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. It reads, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin." What a profound statement the writer makes here, and something upon which we depend for our faith and our salvation, that we have an amazing high priest, and he is able to sympathize with our weaknesses, tempted just as we are, although still remaining pure and perfect because he was without sin. Now, I think to believe that Jesus sympathizes with me takes quite a lot of faith. Sometimes it seems that 2,000 years being between he and I in existence on this earth leads me to feel that sometimes perhaps he is a bit distant. But what the writer assures us of is, since he has experienced all the kinds of temptations that we experience, he understood then, but of course he still understands now. Because of his resurrection, he still lives. He still lives to intercede for us, Romans chapter 8. And so therefore, this assures me that I never need be lonely. And loneliness is one of those great challenges in life. An epidemic of loneliness seems to be at large in our world today. And we've all felt it, and perhaps you even feel it today. But you don't need to be lonely, even if you feel lonely, because Jesus understands exactly what you and I go through. He has no weaknesses, and yet he sympathizes with our own. Perhaps the writer's audience have been struggling to see Jesus as relevant or real to them. Since they didn't personally know him while he was on the earth, perhaps they see him as distant, as I sometimes feel. But the writer emphasizes, no, it's okay. He really does understand. Here are some quotes from some commentaries I read on this passage that I rather liked. A chap called Hurtado says in his commentary on Hebrews, "The full humanity of Jesus means that he experienced the full range of human temptation, although to a much higher degree of intensity, since, unlike all others, he never yielded to sin." A fellow called Brown, in his commentary, puts it this way: "He knew those temptations which, if unconquered, lead on to doubt, despair, disobedience towards God, lovelessness towards others, and a selfish preoccupation with our own desires." And then finally, F.F. Bruce says that Jesus was tested without any weakening of his faith in God or any relaxation of his obedience to him. Jesus, therefore, is our inspiration. His sinlessness is not so much an example to follow, although, of course, it would be good to be as sinless as we possibly can, but we know that we are still sinners and that we're not going to reach a state of sinlessness in this world. So that's not so much the point as the fact that he is our inspiration. His sinlessness is our inspiration, but his sinlessness does not lead him to be distant from us, because he was tempted just like you and I. Therefore, he sympathizes with our weaknesses, and therefore he's motivated to help strengthen us in our time of need, which we'll go on to look at in verse 16 next time. But for today, let's reflect upon the fact that Jesus sympathizes, he empathizes, he understands, and therefore we don't need to be lonely today. Well, next time we will go on to verse 16, but until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and you can find us in iTunes. Just have a look, type in MCCX in the podcasts area, and you should find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.